If you're expecting unexpected guests this Christmas, pop down to Tesco, because chilled party food is 3 for the price of 2. That's everything from duck spring rolls to Tesco finest tempura prawns, so you'll be prepared for everything and everyone. However you do Christmas, everyone's welcome at Tesco. Cheapest item free, selected stores while stocks last, ends 1st of January.
Hello, it's Jamie from My Dad Wrote a Porno. Now, Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without my dad writing some really terrible erotic literature. And Rocky Flintstone has not disappointed this year, because 2018's Christmas Porno Special is available right now exclusively on Spotify for 2 weeks only to get you in the festive mood. Not only that, but you can listen to all 4 seasons of My Dad Wrote a Porno, as well as thousands of other amazing podcasts, all for your oral pleasure. Just head over to Spotify and start listening now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch for Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on Rose Pricks, a Bachelor Roast podcast. What's going on?
Well, hello, man.
How's it going? You ready to talk some Dallas?
Oh, hell yes, I am. I love this show, and they're really bringing it in this reunion.
Oh, well, I wasn't talking about Real Housewives of Dallas. I'm talking about our second show in Dallas, which went on sale today. And if you missed it, well, there's still time. Go to our website, watchourcrappens.com, and grab your tickets there. We added the second show because so many people wanted us to add it. So due to crushing demand, we managed to finagle a second show. So go buy your tickets, because the first show sold out super quickly and we don't want to leave anyone behind for a second time in a row. So go to watchourcrappens.com for that. And of course, we also have our show in Irvine, California. So go get that. That's on sale. And starting tomorrow, the tickets for Just for Laughs will go on sale to the public, but you can get them right now by using the code word Vancouver. You can find that link on our website, or you can just go to their website, jflnorthwest.com. We want to see lots of faces in all those venues, because our live shows are so fun, and we're going to have a great time in all three of those cities.
Yeah, get to those shows, suckers.
Suckers. So, but now let's talk about Dallas for real. Real Housewives of Dallas, okay? Reunion part one.
Dun, 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 dun. So it's multi-reunion week. This week we've had Andy on the Shaw's reunion. We've had him on, well, I mean, within a week. I guess not this week, but within a week. That, then Orange County, then this. And we were commenting the other day on Orange County that Andy, you know, looks like he probably smells like a rotten champagne bottle that's been open on the kitchen counter for like 5 months or whatever, with little flies flying around its head. Wow, he just really rolled out of bed today.
Yeah, and full bloodshot eyes. Like he like confiscated Gigi's Woosah collection and just indulged in all of it.
Bless his heart. That's a lot to deal with today, the Dallas ladies.
Bless his adorable little heart.
And we see what's coming, because we get the backstage, everybody getting ready. And they, you know, this cast is a little bit different as they require entire teams from Home Depot to get their eyelashes on alone. Jesus Christ.
A lot of ropes and pulleys.
Yeah. Lots of PAs stopping in front of the Home Depot and letting in, you know, documented or non-documented workers into the pickup truck to get those eyelashes on. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of eyelashes.
Yes, sir. It really is. Yeah, this was everyone really brought, even though this was shot in New York, these women were like, okay, we're going to show New York what Dallas is all about. Okay, we're going to bring some Texas to Dallas, because they all came in like collectively probably the gaudiest set of fashions in one place that's ever been on Bravo. I'm just going to say it. That was craziness.
It was like a show in Branson, Missouri. And you said that about another show, and I forget what it was, but that's just the perfect explanation. you know, the description of how people look sometimes on these reunions. And this is definitely a Branson show. Like, I expected the Countess to come out and just start, you know, giving little, oh, all right, well, the set is changing behind me from a flat plane in Oklahoma to a exciting gambling house in New York City for guys and dolls. I'm going to sing a little song.
The song's called 3, 2, 1. Here's a guest star. I'm going backstage to change. Bye. Yeah. So I wrote down what I felt like. I was like, you know what? I feel like I have got to write down some first impressions of these ladies' outfits. So I felt like Brandy to me looked like a Hanukkah themed version of the Matrix. Right? Like, it looked like it was like the code coming down, but instead of like being green and black, it was like Hanukkah colors, you know?
I was very proud of her for going all out with her hair. I was like, a ponytail, really? I know you have a newborn, but a ponytail, Brandy?
I like a high pony.
The sequins were shining up from her dress onto her face, and it made her look like she had the weirdest, gayest acne I've ever seen, you know? Because it was like multicolored.
She provided her own fill lighting, basically, with her sequins. DeAndra, to me, looked like she made a pantsuit out of a Godiva wrapper. Okay. She's like, I like this, Mother. I'm going to wear this. It's like, DeAndra, that is a chocolate. Well, Mother, as you say, I do not give a rap what it is. Rip what it is. Oh, guess what? I just ripped the chocolate into a fashion.
Yeah, I felt like she was very dance class, where in dance class, a person who can't dance has to wear a suit and dance with the girls, you know?
Right.
I thought like, pretend that they're the boy. Yeah. I felt kind of bad.
Yeah, I felt like Stephanie was very, like, Utah figure skater. I don't even know what that means. I just felt like adding Utah. I just felt like, for some reason, it's like, I've never been to Utah, and I would love to go, and I hope we can someday take our show there. But my impression of Utah, based on what the media serves me, is like, if you lived in Utah and you went into figure skating, you would probably dress like Stephanie was dressed.
I would call the color of her dress high school gym. It was just like a Asian pear. Yeah, it was just a very plain, you know, we're going to resell this house. What do they call that? Turnkey. It's going to be a turnkey property.
Uh-huh.
So I've learned from Bravo Home on Friday nights.
Yeah.
Just very kind of plain. You know, I get that you're trying to be neutral, but your clothes have to be.
Yeah. Now, I was looking at Carrie's, and it was hard for me to decide what exactly this was. I mean, on the one hand, she had this, like, her cuffs, it looked like she had just broken out of bondage. She had these big, long, like, tatters coming out of from her wrists. But then the pattern, she had this, like, vertical, this shiny vertical line pattern on her dress. And the more I stared at it, the more I was like, she just sort of looks like an office building. It's like, she looks like a tall office building in Manhattan.
And she was wearing the Shannon Bedore tassels, but they had, like, really heavy sequins on them.
Yeah.
And so they kept flinging around every time she moves her arm, which she did a lot. She'd be like, you know when Kermit the Frog is introducing people and he's like, bah, 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 and he moves his hand, he like kind of shakes his arms up at the balconies.
Yeah.
She does that a lot when she's talking. And so those tassels are going all over. And I was like, girl, this is why they're wearing eyelashes. It's like protection.
Yeah.
You'll blind yourself like that.
Yeah, exactly. And Cameron, I couldn't actually think of anything interesting to say about her Tom Ford. Oh my God, you know. But you're so good.
Mm.
It just sort of looked like a gumdrop, you know?
Yeah, she was just kind of pink. And I will say, you look great. Stop with the face stuff. Like, enough.
The hair was a little wonky.
I feel like she's hiding from me. Like, I feel like she's putting up actual skin to hide behind. I'm like, I can see you in there. You're in there, right?
I felt like she had a secret camera in her hair. like her hair was sort of like oddly high in one corner. I was like, is there a camera in there?
I did that. I'll admit to it. I recorded it and I apologize. Okay.
Yeah. And then Leanne looked like a Las Vegas teddy bear. She looked like furry, but she wasn't. And then she's wearing microplanes for earrings. So there was like, there's a lot to take in.
Hug me. I dare you.
Those were my first impressions about the Texas
fashion. Yeah, this fashion. And then Andy was doing that thing where he's like, well, let's make it look like I wish that the Watch What Happens studio looked like. Because it did look like the clubhouse.
It did.
The Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like what he, like if, yes, exactly. So Andy says hi to everyone. He's like, hi, the adoption's final, things like that. And he's like, Carrie, you spilled some tea about in Copenhagen about you dating Lance Armstrong. How long was that? She's like, oh, girl, probably like 6 months, a year or something like that. I mean, I used to have an athlete problem. I used to date a lot of athletes like football girl and baseball girl and cycling girl. And he's like, athlete problem sounds like more of an athlete solution. And she goes, my 20s and early 30s were amazing. I thought I meant Mark.
Well, I'm not fat shaming at all.
Yeah.
That's just when I met him. That's all I'm saying. All right.
I'm not fat shaming Mark. I'm just saying that everyone I used to date had professional six packs.
Not fat shaming Mark. I'm just athlete body praising Lance. Right.
Yeah. I'm not fat shaming Mark. I'm just saying that Terrell Owens, you could basically sharpen knives on his stomach.
It's like, yeah, that was an athlete problem. And Leanne, Peeler, no one cares. Seriously.
Wow.
And Leanne goes, that's right. You did. I remember that. Anybody else remember that? I remember that because I'm Carrie's friend. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You guys have been friends for 5 minutes, okay? Let's stop pretending that you were like in the bathroom waiting for Carrie to be done with Lance so you two could get on with curling each other's hair.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. All those tales of like Mark McGuire or whatever. So, Andy is like, to Cameron, he's like, what's up, Nicole Kidman doppelganger? She's like, oh my God, you just made my day.
That really made my day. Until I remember that Nicole Kidman was in that movie with ghost-adopted children.
Yours.
How could you accuse me of shaming ghost children, Andy?
I don't know what's my favorite Nicole Kidman movie. The Others or Yours?
The Others are for me.
Though I do really like Farnawari.
So then, yeah, I wrote, So Andy's like, oh, we didn't talk about how Andy was like, oh, and you've got nice boobs, you've got a ponytail, you've got sequins, and Leanne's got a bong that she does in meditation. Or was that next?
Yeah, no, that's
maybe
it.
We didn't skip it. No. So he's like, you brought your ball. She's like, I'm going to need this ball tonight, Andy. Okay. Dong. And so he's like, will you lead us in a meditation? She's like, all right, here's what you do. Listen to the dong. Live in the dong. Brandy's an alcoholic. All right, let's do this. Dong.
Dong. That's the sound of an empty bottle of Schlitz falling to the floor after Brandy's had a go at it. Brandy's like, are we really doing this? And it's like, yes, yes. Unfortunately, you were signed up for another season on this show.
The sound
and this
of
is
an
what
empty
you must
bottle
enjoy.
Of Schlitz.
So Brand,
oh,
so
what can I say?
So Leanne's like, oh, and like the producers pipe in sound effects. Basically, like they hit like two keys on the keyboard of the synthesizer. It's like, wow, wow, wow. I was like, is this the first time we've had sound effects during a reunion?
Did I mention that I dated Zamfir? When I was younger, I had a real panpipe problem. I had a real pan flute problem. So.
Yeah, I was actually with Yanni at the Acropolis, girl. Oh my God, I love the Acropolis.
My God, you sure did have a pan flautist problem.
Flautist, that's what my children eat because they're from Mexico.
We are very into Enya.
Also from the wing.
Enya is the artist that I can sing along to the best. Listen to me singing Caribbean Blue. Ah, Have you ever heard of Ornoka Floor? Sail away, sail away, sail away.
So Andy's like, so, huh, that bowl ring. Oh, Andy. Andy's Leanne. What if Andy was Leanne?
Listen here, Cam.
No. So he's like, so, Cam, that bull ringing, huh? And she's like, yeah. And no, he goes, so that bull riding. And she's like, yeah. And they show the clip of her, like, the giraffe on the bull. It's like the Nature Channel. And then she's like, yeah, in my mind, that bull was going fast. I don't ride bulls.
Can you pronounce bull for me?
Bulls.
Can you pronounce bull for me? Bulls.
Like, actually, you sound, both of you sound like a toddler trapped inside of a tube.
I know.
You know, like one of those big metal tubes.
Can you say Ebola for me? Ebola?
Boom.
Blubub. Blubber.
Some words? My tongue just won't move, Andy. I guess it's because I'm from Montecito.
It's that Montecito Southern influence conversation accent sound. So now instead of saying ball, I can only say ball.
It's called intermittent Montecito tongue death.
My favorite basketball player from Texas was Manute Bol.
That is bull.
All right, let's get this reunion started. Let's play bowl.
So he's like, so how did Stephanie's vagina react to vagina rejuvenation? Gina, boobs. Anyone want to talk about their boobs? She's like,
I mean, Travis was just so happy to have sex. So funny, Andy. My vagina, Andy, it's so tight, Andy.
Travis is like, she's not lying. I just wrote my name out and seen it on the wall. Ready to go again.
And Carrie's like, it's definitely slippier. So there's that.
Like, I don't understand. So
I never understand these vagina segments. And at this point, I feel like the world's just throwing them at me. You know,
yeah,
it's like vagina segments, because it's reunion time on every show. So Andy has to ask about everybody's vagina. You know, it's like 3 times in a week. I don't want to talk about vaginas anymore. Okay,
I know.
Unless you're having them.
Is this what we fought for a gay marriage for? To just have like vagina thrown in our faces? That's not right. So, hey, Leanne, when you gave that lap dance at the rodeo, you really looked professional. Were you ever a stripper? Asked Judy from Judy Town. And Leanne's like, no, but that'd be a great job. You know, I talk shit for a living for you, so dancing for a living would be great.
And he's like, well, I have to say, you're an excellent shit talker.
It's like, it just flows out of me, Andy. Just like pretty much anything else flowed out of Stephanie before that vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah, just like right. It worked, girl. It worked. That's right. Thanks for the plug.
It was like a stream of K-cups coming out of Deandra's ass. Just flows right out. Flow.
So next we get to Beaver Creek. And then Andy's like, so it's Beaver Tightening and Beaver Creek. So let's take a look at Cameron, blah, blah, blah. And then the camera just stays on him and he gives bedroom, like bloodshot crossed bedroom eyes to the camera. And it was hilarious.
He probably hired his personal trainer to operate it. He's like, yeah, take a look, Anton. So, so we saw like some greatest hits from Beaver Creek, which was really fun to watch again. We had the bashing adopted baby fight, and we saw the fight about who was queen and also the K-cup situation. So we come out of the package, and so I heard a rumor that Justin Bieber rented your family house camera. She goes, Justin Bieber? It was Taylor Swift.
It was Tay-Tay Swifty Swift.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes, Andy, I would be offended by that, but sometimes you need to shake it off. And he's like, oh, how could I get those two confused? Oh, it's you, actually. That's actually mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, he didn't get it confused. It was whoever asked the question got it confused, and no one bothered to actually, you know, fact-check.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I would like to think that Taylor Swift broke up with somebody in that house, and that is why all this bad stuff happened in it.
I actually feel like Taylor Swift was hoping to rent Camille's house in Colorado and got confused and wound up with Cameron's instead. She's like, and now I'm living in the cold, dark house.
Trouble. Hey, Cameron, could you sing a couple? Could you sing a couple lines from Trouble?
Boo.
Okay, yeah, there's a tr in the front of that.
Boo. Girl, I can sing it. Andy. Trouble.
I'll play the fan. I'll be the fan flute part, Andy. Okay. Okay, so what was the Queen Bee fight about, huh? What was that about? And I'd love that we got an explanation for this.
Yeah.
Because what's the Queen Bee fight about? And Leanne says, well, Andy, I'm going to tell you. It was more about status. Yeah, we figured.
Leanne actually tries to sound mature when she describes the fight. She goes, Deandra said that we didn't qualify to be housewife status until she transpired to join the cast. And then from there, just basically, everyone's basically they're saying that Deandra said that there would be no show if Deandra hadn't joined. And Brandy's like, she didn't say that. And Kira's like, no, she said that, girl.
She wouldn't have a show if she hadn't been on it, girl. And Leanne's like, well, you know, I said, what about season one when the rest of us sacrificed so you could join? We sacrificed children, clowns, donkeys,
trolleys. Do you know, I was gonna hit 5 trolleys that summer. I only hit one.
Look at all the transportation they had to suffer for you to be here.
And Brandy's like, well, Leanne said that she's the reason for the show. She's like,
I never said that.
Well, I hear it from so many people that you say, you carry this show on your back like a turtle.
She actually goes, I carry this show like a turtle on your back. I'm like, are turtles known for carrying things on their backs?
Yeah, their shell. Well, I mean, they live in their shell, but I think that's what she meant. Like, she's carrying it on her back like a turtle.
I just feel like they're better animal carrying references. I just feel like, Brandy, yeah. I need you to upgrade your zoology references here. Like, I just feel like they're like, what about a camel or something? Like, what holds, like, I feel like there are things that hold better animals on them. Like, turtles just have the shell. They're not carrying the shell. The shell is part of them, girl. It's not like they can leave the shell. True. They're part of that shell. True. It's like saying, I'm carrying it like my skin.
Yeah, I think it's, I carry this house around like a turtle on its back. I don't know. I can't explain it. I mean, to be fair, she is paraphrasing
Leanne, so it really might be more of a Leanne issue than a Brandy issue.
Every carny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads, but they work quite well.
How do you fancy the chance to shape the podcast industry? To tell us which shows, which sponsors, and which content you want to hear more of? To change the face of podcasting forever? I mean, it's not going to change your life or anything, but the Acast podcast panel is a pretty cool thing to be part of. Oh, and we'll pay you for your time. Can't say fairer than that, eh? Head to podcastpanel.co.uk and register your interest.
So then Dandra's like, what are you talking about, Leanne? You were in Touch magazine just now saying that the show centered around you. And she goes, sweetie, do you need me to tell you how the press works?
Oh, really? Did you not say all roads lead to Leanne Locken?
Like, well, didn't you use the storyline about me this whole year? Oh, there you go. Take that, cul-de-sac.
I guess you haven't been to Leanne Lockenville lately, have you? I walk around, the roads change with me.
Population, everyone.
I just like Leanne denying saying that she's like, being like, I never said this show would be nowhere without me. And then it cuts to In Touch magazine with the headline, the show wouldn't work without me. Deandra's like, you know what, Leanne?
Leanne,
you are just the gift that keeps on giving. And Leanne's like, I am the GIF that keeps on giving. See what I did there? Wordplay. You can turn that into a GIF. It'd be meta gift.
Hey, would you like some bread, some 2 pieces of white bread to slather my GIF in?
Can't punch a GIF horse in the mouth, can you?
Yeah, but isn't it normal, I mean, in the Housewives universe, to have kind of an ego and think everything centers around you, even though really in the real world you're lucky to be considered middle class? And Dandra's like, well, her ego is off the chart.
Oh, yeah? Well, you need a whole other sofa for yours.
Meanwhile, cut to Stephanie just like fixing herself below Brandy's feet. Excuse me, I'm just going to make myself a doormat here if you don't mind. What were you saying about ego?
poor Stephanie's doing this thing where she's like,
no, I'm positive. So I'm not going to say anything negative because I just want to be positive about every little thing that ever happens.
And she looks like she's about to start sobbing this whole time. Because what are you going to, you know, and I've said this a million times on this show, but your positive attitude doesn't change the world. It just changes how you view the world. Okay. Like wow. The reunion state is not going to suddenly change because, well, it's true. Cause you know, you have a good attitude and then you're like, why the world just shit on my head?
I had a positive attitude.
Well, having a positive attitude doesn't change shit.
Okay? Except that it affects how people react to you. You ever heard of a self-fulfilling prophecy, Ronald? Rondell? I don't know. That's why I just called you Ronald. I had a self-fulfilling prophecy that your name changed to Ronald instead of Rondell.
Oh, well, I'm carrying this show on my back like a turtle.
I think I literally said Ronald because I started thinking about McDonald's while you were talking.
I think it's just because we lost President H.W. Bush, and you're thinking of, you know, all the wonderful Republicans in line. We're at the Dallas reunion, okay?
So Ronald? Dan just like, all right, here come the big guns, all right? You know what, Leanne? I have kept a secret for you, and I've been holding on to it and for 2 years. And now I'm going to reveal it. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the truth about Leanne Locken, a.k.a. the end of the Leanne Locken Highway. All right, we are getting off the overpass. We're still at Leanne, huh? That is kind of funny. They do all lead to her. Anyway, here it is. She makes meatloaf without ketchup. There, I said it.
I have got a secret about you, Leanne.
And Leanne just, like, covers her lower face, like, is my beard showing? Like the bearded lady escapes.
You lost your virginity on the scrambler, didn't you?
Well, it was an accident. He was lying on top of me. We're just enjoying it, and we just got scrambled into each other. So they don't call it a scramble for nothing.
It's where scrambled eggs came from.
So, Dandra's, we go to commercial, and then we come back. She's like,
okay, here is my big secret, mother. Carrie. Leanne said you were going to fat shame me like you fat shamed your husband for your first year of marriage. Carrie's like, oh, I never fat shamed Mark, ever. I just came on TV and said he had man boobs, and I much prefer fucking Lance Armstrong, all right? There's no difference. How dare you?
All I said is that he has 4 spare tires, and I would rather bang Ezekiel Elliott again than take it from Mark.
So she's like, I have never fat-shamed Mark, ever. She's like, well, then, you know, that's what she said. I mean, I don't know why you're yelling at me, because that's what Leanne told me. She's like, well, then, fuck you. Fuck you for believing her. Like, you're mad at me? Girl. Leanne's the one who said it. She's like,
how dare you? I would never, ever say that Carrie was going to fat-shame a person when all roads lead to Leanne, okay? Because these roads aren't taking fat-shaming.
Let me tell you something. We got rid of Fat Shaming Boulevard in Leanne Town. That's what I say.
Kara's like, Dandra, girl, I've known you longer than anyone. 9 years ago today, you were at my wedding, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to say... Thank you, Leanne. Thank you for finding that word for me, girl.
And poor Carrie, she's like, 9 years ago today, I got married. And no one says, like, happy anniversary.
Yeah. 10 years ago today, I was banging Tony Romo, okay? 9 years ago today, I was enjoying some lobster bisque with Mark at our wedding.
Funny you should say that, because 10 years ago today, Tony Romo was run out of town by a woman named Leanne, and now all roads lead to Leanne Romo.
Get some lobster bisque and unlimited breadsticks.
Sure, he doesn't have the tapered V shape of a Jason Witten, but he's pale in a way that reminds me of marshmallows in a fun way, campfires, except you can't throw Mark in the fire.
So Andy's like, have you heard Carrie fat shame Mark? And Dander's like, on the first season she talked about man boobs,
And she's like, I said he lost weight, girl. Okay? She's like, well, I'm telling you word for word what Leanne said.
I did not.
Well, you're the dumb bitch who believed her.
You think you can say anything? And we're not going to go around from person to person talking about it, exchanging apples, dunking each other's head under the water, waiting until someone's found the only green to get an extra $20? Do you think that's what's going to happen?
You think that we're going to go to the carnival and not share an oversized turkey leg together? No, sirree.
So, let's see. So then Andy's like, so, Dandra and Brandy, it is, you know, Leanne thought it was kind of odd that you're friends. What is the reason that you're friends? And Dandra's like, well, we have a sense of fun, mother. And then while she's giving her bullshit answer, she's like talking. And then over on the other couch, Cam's like, that was insane. What she said about fat shaming, that was insane, girl.
Yeah, and Kara's like, I didn't do that, girl. I would never fat shame my husband. And Kim goes, never.
And then it cuts back to Deandra still yarning on and on. She goes,
Brandy is more of a let loose kind of woman than these women are. And Lee goes,
I don't know about that.
And Leanne's like, so, like, Leanne's basically like, I was just saying at the time that I was feeling protective of Deandra. And Brandy goes, what do you want to protect? What do you want to protect? I'm like, you realize you're sort of insulting Deandra there by saying that. And Leanne's like, well, it's protection. It's an illogical feeling. And if you don't understand that,
I have three children, Leanne. I have three children, okay? And I watch them ransack my kitchen every single day. So no, I actually don't understand protection, what that means.
Oh my gosh. By the way, it just dawned on me that her kids stole her phone. Maybe that's why Brandy's so paranoid. Like, her kids are the ones torturing her. She's just taking everything out on Leanne.
Yeah.
Remember when her kids stole her phone because she was mad at Brandy? And she took it to school. Okay, yeah. Anyway, sorry. I was down on Leanne Lane over there when I should have been on Leanne Avenue.
Yeah. Doesn't matter which road you're on. They all lead to Leanne. Big old the L dog.
So then we get to, oh, Cameron, okay, look, we're not here to bash an adopted baby or anything, but when you saw the clip, and obviously you misheard her, did you feel you owed Brandy an apology, Stephanie an apology for yelling and screaming and talking about bashing adopted babies? And she's like,
I felt it was a misunderstanding. I agree that I was bashing her for not telling me. And Brandy's like, that was wrong. But yeah, but why did you say that that's the rules? Like, if you educate people on how adoption works.
I was bashing the adopted baby process.
I was bashing the adopted parent, not the baby, Andy.
You have to educate people. And Carrie's like, oh, but girl, I mean, I feel like it's pretty much common sense, girl, right?
And Leanne's like, well, if she hadn't been drinking, she's like,
well, look, why couldn't you just say, look, this is how the adoption process works?
Did you know she called it that?
Yes.
The adoption process.
And I was trying to get into character, like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, but, like, you know that you don't just get a baby off the street, right? She's like, I don't know anything about adopting a baby. Gary's like, you don't just get a baby, Cameron.
I'm pretty sure that to get a baby, you just have to swing on a big old flower swing over a bunch of men in top hats. Cam, that's Moulin Rouge. Oh, sorry.
And Brandy's like, I'm so happy as a mother. I could cry. All the love in the world is just beautiful.
And she looks like she's about to just drop an orgasm of tears, but then none come out. And so Andy's like, okay, so it's incredible that Steph got that baby for you. And then she just stops even trying to cry.
Yeah. Steph's basically like, I was looking through the penny saver, and I saw baby for sale. It comes for free with a toolbox. And Travis needed a toolbox. I was like, Brandy, could you take this baby that comes with a toolbox? She's like, okay.
Told you, Curry. So Andy's like, so how'd you come up with that lie so fast at that party to say it was that you got the surrogate so that no one would know that Brandy just bought a baby at the Thrifty Nickel? And Stephanie's like, well, I knew that Brandy wanted to keep a secret. So, like, the first thing that came out was, I have 19 arms and my mom's really an elephant. But no one bought that. So then I said, I'm a Mensa member and I can break my own arm and then put it back together again like Jesus. Then they didn't believe that either. So finally Travis just said surrogate and I went with it. Thanks, Travis.
You shouldn't lie and make jokes about a surrogate. It was a low point in this country's democracy when we lost faith in government. It's like, oh no, that's Watergate, not surrogate. Oh.
Would Ronald H.W. Bush do that? When Brandy's like, seriously lying about a surrogate? She's like, yeah, there are people with issues about surrogacy, and he made a joke about it.
There's not enough of a surrogate distribution around Dallas. There's a shortage of distributors of surrogates.
Yeah. You've been honest about your baby distributor.
So finally, Deandra's like, well, you know what? It's no one's business if she doesn't want to share. Okay, that's what I think, mother.
Oh, really? Really, Deandra? Because how could you say that, Deandra, when you're making all of Leanne's business your business?
That, you know what that is? That is the pot calling the pot. That's the pot calling the pot black. Okay, that's the pot calling the pot. That's the kettle and the pot. And the pot, they're all black. They're black kettles and pots. It's a set. It's a set from Bed Bath & Beyond.
They're all black. Don't deflect the cookware. All cookware cooks Leanne. This is my cookware show.
Unless you got that cookware on Leanne Street of the Stars.
So then we go to commercial, and when we come back, Andy's like, hey, she's got a 10,000 square foot mansion and a vagina tighter than a frog's butt. All right, let's talk to Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, you're depressed a lot. Why'd you talk to Leanne about that? So she just tells how, like, you know, she puts up walls. I'm just very surfacey. I'm like a Microsoft tablet that no one wants to buy. just a surface. So I thought I would like have to do something to make Liam want to know me or anyone. So I just told her about it, and it was just very easy and simple. And it was nice. She talked about her family and her guilt for putting her family through all that worry, etc. And she's like being very like, she's being very emotionally honest and serious, and it's like, it was like a really touching but sad but hopeful moment. And it just cuts to Andy doing this like exaggerated frown face where he's like, ooh, sad. He's like curling his lip downward. I was like, that work, girl.
Yeah, he's like, can we wrap up the suicide talk? Anybody hearing this? So yeah, he seems like bored. And then
he was doing a full emoji face. Like, that's like not the face you give someone when they say that they had like an issue with suicide 20 years ago. You don't do a super frowny face. Like, oh.
So he's giving her that face, and then Brandy and Leanne start fighting over like who's friends with Stephanie, because he's like, so Brandy, have you been there for Stephanie when she's so depressed she can't get out of bed? She's like, yeah. And Stephanie's like, I'm so sorry about that. And he's like, stop saying I'm sorry. I'm proud of you. Brave people lead to brave people. Randy's like,
speaking of your bravery.
They lead to brave people. What did I say?
Yeah, it was a full-on brave off. She's like, you've changed the most this season because you're the bravest.
Well, you know what they say? Brave people are the luckiest brave people in the brave world. You know what I'm saying? There was a book called A Brave New World. It was written by Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I dated Braveheart. When I was in my late 20s, I had a real thing for warriors. So that was nuts.
I really like Sarah Bareilles, and I love her song Brave. That's about you, Steph. I want to see you be brave.
So Andy's like, were you worried about coming on the show? And she's like,
well, yeah. Because season one, I was, like, trapped on, like, internet hell because, like, people were saying stuff. Like, I couldn't change the stuff that they were talking about. Like, my voice. But now it's giving me thicker skin. And I was like, oh, God, I feel so bad, but I love her voice. Like, I mean, I make fun of her voice every day, but I love it.
No, I don't think we make fun of her voice.
My favorite character is Karen from Will and Grace.
We just try to, like, approximate what she sounds like, but we're not saying, like, oh, she's stupid. She has a stupid voice or, oh, whatever. She has a perfectly lovely, cute voice.
Yeah.
Also, to be fair, there's a very good chance that she got confused and was reading Amazon reviews. And I'm sorry, I just poked the microphone. I was pointing my finger.
She was reading Amazon reviews.
About like a Flowbee. She's like, oh my god, they're so mean. They keep saying I suck. No, Steph, that's actually a Flowbee Amazon review. Oh, I'm going to buy it then.
They're saying I'm spineless, like jelly.
You're literally reading a jelly review.
Oh, but now they say that, like, the music is wonderful. Now you're just reading a Jelly's Last Jam soundtrack review.
Oh, God, I love that musical. Okay, so Leanne's like, you know, oh, the next segment is like, Leanne, if Leanne changes herself, she can change the world. And then they show the clip where she's like, if I can change myself, I can change the world. And Andy's like, so, if you change yourself, can you change the world?
Well, I want to be like Kathy Tricoli and remind people that everything changes, like the world.
Hey, world, keep changing, would you?
So she's like, now here's what happened. And then they start playing the music from Halloween. You know, when they start playing scary music, but nothing scary is happening.
Yeah. I always get the Halloween music and the Omen music all mixed up. And The Exorcist, because it's just like a piano and just going in a cycle, but it's like scary piano.
You know, I always get it mixed up with the Real Housewives of Orange County thing.
Yeah. Every time I see Linda Blair spin her head around and spew pea soup, I'm always like, wait, was that The Exorcist, or was that from an episode of Real Housewives of Orange County? I can't remember. Was that a Tamra scene? Every time Vicky comes crawling down a staircase upside down, I'm like, wait, is this Orange County or is it The Exorcist?
She would, too. I think I've seen that one. It was on Ondelays. So, it has the scene about the amygdala. So, Andy's like, so, are you doing meditation, therapy, masturbating a lot? I mean, works for me. And she's like, well, I do meditation every morning. Then I see two different therapists. And Deandra's like, you never told me about that.
I'm like, wait.
We don't talk, Deandra.
Well, but the thing is that I subscribe to LeanneTherapist.net, and that has not been updated in about 6 months, okay?
The only therapist I know is on Leanne Avenue, and I was just there the other day, and I didn't see it.
Well, it was Leanne Street, stupid.
I'm pretty sure I was at the intersection of Leanne Avenue and Leanne Street. Oh, it relocated to Leanne Lane. That's why. Sorry about that. You should have sent out a change of business flyer.
Well, in the first few months that this show was airing, we were still talking, Leanne. Okay? We were still talking, and I did not know about this. And
Carrie's like, I knew.
Well, I'm talking to Leanne, Carrie, so how about you just keep it shut, mother?
Well,
she's like, don't be... And Leanne's like, don't be condescending to Carrie. Hey, Carrie, remember that time we were in high school and you were dating that famous...
Hey.
That famous hang glider?
Hey, don't be condescending to Carrie, okay? She gave up Miles Austin to be with Mark, okay? That's like going from a slab of concrete to a piece of bubble wrap, okay?
Well, then maybe you should tell Carrie to mind her own business.
I think she just called Mark fat. She just called Mark fat.
Okay, first, I want to unpack this slightly. It's not a big unpacking. This is like some carry-on and not the carry-on that goes like in the overhead bin. It's like under the bag, under the seat. No pun intended. Carry-on. Girl. But here's the thing. Deandra, for as much as she's like, get out of my life, mother, to Leanne, she is like totally, like, she was all up in Leanne's business about the wedding. She's all upset about the therapist thing. Like, relax, girl. And on top of that, when Carrie was saying, I only found out recently, she was trying to make you feel better. Like, oh, no, I only just learned like 2 weeks ago. It's not like this has been an ongoing thing that she's talked about, you know? But Deandra being in, like, such a tizzy about this therapist thing, it's, like, it's just consistent with the puzzling way that she was just all up in Leanne's business. And to me, it just reads that she's projecting certain issues with her mother onto Leanne.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, I'm with you. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I didn't know it was coming back to Mama D. I was like, I'm unprepared.
Yeah, I caught Ronnie off guard right there.
I'm going to prepare for this turn to Leanne Vance. Okay,
let's get back to it. Anyway.
No, that makes sense. I just think Deandra is like, came here. I think her mom was probably like, dandruff. Now, you are going to go out there. You are going to pull your panties up. You're going to be wearing big girl panties, and you are going to not take any crackers from the parrots out there, okay? Yeah. You are the parrot feeder. You understand me, you little idiot. And so she's like, okay, mother. And she's just coming out screaming and yelling at everybody and not really knowing
Brandala?
What she's even talking about.
Yeah, she's basically like, Deandra, okay? Deandra, you are the eyelashes of the Green Miracle now, all right? And people need to see that you are a tough businesswoman. So you go out there and you be a tough businesswoman. Hard night, hard morning, okay? That's what I'm saying right now.
Double hard.
So Brandy jumps in now and she's like, honey, Tiffany told me that you never were in therapy. Tiffany from season one. You all remember.
They show a picture, sort of like the soup. There's like a little picture of Tiffany Hendra that like pops up in the corner. In case you forgot, Tiffany Hendra, who had the exciting story of being married to fake Keith Urban, who sang a song about, I think, October. Our closet of the House of Blues.
October. Right after September, it's October.
Tiffany also famous for doing coke off of bathroom floor. Yeah.
One of Tiffany's memories of knowing Leanne was Leanne picking her up from a bathroom floor where she was snorting coke. And Leanne was like, it's time for us to change. Now let's steal Sandy Bullock's keys out of her jean jacket and get the hell out of here, sister.
Oh, shit. We just hijacked a Zamboni. Looks like we're stuck in this rink. So, by the way, Brandy was like,
Did you see that new girl Carrie out there is dating Zamfir? What a loser.
Who is Zamfir, by the way?
I'm going to nail it into the ground until you ask. You don't know who Zamfir the Pan Flautist is? He was always on late night commercials like to sell his DVDs. They'd be like, Zamfir, the pan flute. And he's like, dur-dur-dur-dur-dur. And the old ladies are like, oh my God, did you hear that new Zamfir album?
There is a segment of this, of America that loves like a pan pipe cover of a pop song.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. They're like, wait a second, this Sarah McLachlan song can come in pan flute? I'm in.
It's like, wait, is that Girls, Girls, Girls? And
I feel like I'm in the Andes. So,
So Tiffany supposedly sold out Leanne and said that she's not in therapy. And Leanne's like, well, I don't believe that because she has seen me go to therapists my entire life. Okay. And Brandy's like, well, she said it was all bullshit. She goes, well, I don't believe you. I trust Tiffany more than you.
Oh, really? Then name your therapist.
Oh, and you wonder why I don't trust you, huh?
So Leanne's like, I'm not going to name my therapist, because why would she name her therapist? I think that's sort of like, that's like...
It's weird.
That is weird. It's weird. Yeah. Well, it's weird.
It's a Brandy fifth grade.
It's like, I got challenge. You, et cetera, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
So Leanne's like, listen, my therapy isn't bullshit. I go there, and I talk to my 3-year-old Leanne and 7-year-old Leanne, and I say, all right, both of you guys, get on that Trabant, and you're not getting off until you figure out what's going on with your lives. Because it's going to go forward, and it's going backward, okay? So you better be prepared.
I wish I could have talked to teenage Leanne, because I would have told her how many jelly beans are in that goddamn jar, and I would have won that car and escaped there forever.
Poor 3-year-old Leanne. 3-year-old Leanne, are you there right now? Are you there?
I'm here right now.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm in an endless circle of traffic.
Oh, God. You're on the car machine, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Beep, beep, beep. It will never end.
Don't worry. It feels like it's never ending. But one day that journey will come to a stop. And you'll be in Leanne Village. Population 97,000 and counting.
I'm just imagining, like... Leanne having a traumatic memory of, like, her mom putting her on the little car thing. You know, the car ride where you go, like, the kids go in a circle. The little tiny, it's like a tiny version of a merry-go-round, but you're in a car. I can imagine Leanne's mom being like, okay, Leanne, you just wait right here. I'm going to go get you an ice cream cone. Leanne be like, okay, mom. And then just, like, the mom doesn't come back for 4 days. Leanne's just still, like, going around the little circle waiting for her mom to come back with an ice cream cone. Oh, God,
that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. That's not even so real, true. And you just made Leanne win this reunion, okay? with your fake story.
I honked so loud. It just never ended.
That's why I'll never drive a tiny car again.
So Brandy's like, you're a liar. You don't have therapists. She's like, how dare you? Untrustworthy, non-trusty trust. She's like, well, I don't trust you. And Tiffany says that you're a liar. So we go through that whole thing. And then Cameron's like, but it's none of your booziness who her therapist is, Brandy. And she's like, I'll tell you who my gyno is. I'll tell you who my roofer is. I'll tell you who my dentist is. I'll tell you who the person who popped my shoulder out was. And Leanne's like, listen, I don't need to know who looks at your pussy, okay? And then Deandra pulls his face like she's so offended. Do you not remember the K-cup scene? They just showed it, Deandra.
Yeah. Okay.
Suspend your disbelief.
So Francine from Glamorama, Indiana says, I think the amygdala is bullshit. And Leon's like, oh, I appreciate that she didn't Google it. And Deandra's like, Google it? For Christ's sake, Leanne, Google it. You can Google whatever you want and get the answer you need. And Leanne just like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
You
want a disease,
just go on Google and you can say you have anything after reading Google. I mean, you probably don't even have anything. You probably have Google disease.
And then they all just start screaming at each other. And Carrie's like, you were the one who told me to shut the fuck up. Maybe you're the one who shut the fuck up, girl. It's like, ah, bah, 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 bah. Everyone's yelling at the same time. And then Leanne's like, when your amygdala is triggered, your blood stops. And then here's what happens. Little three-year-old Leanne says, fight. And little seven-year-old Leanne says, flight. And teenager Leanne says, why aren't I in this therapy session yet? When is it my turn? And then I say, fuck all of you. Tiffany Hedra's a liar. Let's go slash her tires. And then all the Leannes go down Leanne Boulevard until they find Tiffany. Then they cut her off at the ankles and watch her bleed as she tries to crawl away.
Yeah, we're making an animated movie about it called Into the Leanniverse. Okay? It's coming to theater soon.
We're going to make a movie about her called Inside Out, because that's what she's going to be when I'm done with her after hearing this reunion.
So Deandra's like squawking. She's like, well, Google, you can find anything. She's like, hey, Demon D. Hey, is Deandra inside you? The power of amygdala compels you.
Dong.
So Deandra's
don't
like,
you oh. Dong at me.
So, okay, so last year was PTSD, and this year is the amygdala. And she's like, I still have PTSD. Well, you want to make fun of people with PTSD? How dare you? How dare you?
Well, I've had trauma in my past too, Leanne, and I don't act like an asshole like you do.
And Carrie's like, then why are you acting right now? Like, you're acting right now. You're totally acting. What is that acting, girl? And she's like, Carrie, you know what? I'm sorry, but you haven't had an opinion all year, and now you've got, like, what, balls of steel? Huh? What do you got, balls of steel now? You haven't had anything to say all year. Gary's like, yes, I have. You just always tell me to shut up. So, girl.
Yeah, girl. I have plenty of things to say. Okay? Like, for instance, have you ever felt the pectoral muscles of a national football player? Yeah. And then have you ever felt marks? Do you know what a raw chicken cutlet feels like?
Have you ever put your finger inside of pudding to see if it's firm enough yet to take out of the refrigerator?
Cottage cheese. Have you ever just plunged your hand inside of it?
Oh, so Andy tells Brandy. Oh, how cute. So Andy's like, so Brandy, you know, it seems to me watching the show for the 5 minutes a week that I watched it, then Leanne seems probably more restrained right now, doesn't she? And she goes, yeah, until the cameras go down.
Yes, because I'm sure Leanne, the reality star, is going to save all her craziness for not the American public.
Yeah. So, yeah, that none of this is reading. So Andy's like, okay, so after, so Carrie, remember when Leanne said that Mark got his dick sucked at the roundup and she knew the guys that did it? Carrie's like, yeah, great. Thanks for
saying. I'm
like,
pretty sure I do remember
word
that.
Again.
Yes.
Thank you. And he goes, so here's my question. Why were you receptive to the friendship? She's like, well, I wasn't. I mean, I came in here like, fuck her. But then I found out Patient Zero was this ex-florist of mine who was mad at me. And he's like, the guy who said that Mark goes to the roundup to get his dick sucked and Leanne knows the boys that done it. Now, that was a disgruntled florist. And she's like, yeah, and thanks for saying that again, word for word, Andy. That was great. Like, disgruntled florist. Is there any other kind of florist that sees Mark at the roundup getting his dick sucked and Leanne knows the guys that did it?
Why are we not getting the story about Carrie and the florist? Like, what happened? First of all, it's funny that she has a florist. I mean, who is she, Ina Garten? And second of all, that she disgruntled him. How did she get her florist mad?
I don't know, but that's some pretty funny shit.
Suddenly you've got opinions about hydrangeas now, huh?
You've been quiet all year about flowers, and now suddenly you've got an opinion about the hydrangeas?
Basically, the florist was Deandra with a mustache on, in, like, glasses. She was like it was Deandra in, like, a Groucho Marx costume, and, like, Carrie never realized this entire time. Okay, mother, would you like the green miracle flower? Would you like that? Wow, you're being really aggressive right now.
Just waiting for the florist to sign over the papers to the company. So Andy's like, yeah, but still, you know, maybe the florist did it. And Leanne's like, I know, Andy. I know. And I cop to it. I spread it. I did it. I'm like a plastic knife at a barbecue, just spreading mayonnaise all over whatever I can. I spread it, Andy. I did it.
I am mad over here. I'm a mad person over here. I would like to say that this is the most concocted bullshit I've ever seen in my life. This is the most concocted thing I've ever seen in my life. Mother.
Well, listen to the lyrics to the song Amazing Grace and then call that ridiculous, Jesus hater, okay? Because that's what I'm doing. I gave grace, all right? So, you know, hate Jesus. It's like, I do not hate Jesus. How dare you?
You're acting.
Carrie's
you're
like, act- they've even come over for right dinner. Yeah. Yeah, you're acting.
She went to Juilliard. So, Deandra's like, in what world do you invite someone over to your house who says that your husband got his you-know-what sucked by a you-know-what in a who-knows-where? Okay? In what world does that
and
ever happen?
Actually, he said that Mark got his dick sucked at the roundup and Leanne knows the guys that did. Okay, Andy. Girl. Yeah, who invites someone into your house that said that? She's like, well, you said it and you've been over, so, I mean, there you go. I guess we just feed a lot of people like talking about Mark's dick where it's been. What can I say?
Deandra's like, I never said that. I never said anything. And she's like, actually, girl, you've actually said a lot worse things to me. Like, you wrote a disparaging text that was really mean to me, girl. So they pull out this text, and basically the text says, they have known about this date for so long. I've had to put up with Brandyland and Lemon Avenue Laser Bullshit Center and everything else. I mean, come on. Carrie and I compete because we sell skincare products, and she and her team have messed up so many people's faces that I know about and can't speak about. I have to be nice and play along because it's the right thing to do. I'm sure Bravo owns a portion of their businesses. Mother! Apparently she had texted that to Cameron.
Yes, and so Cameron immediately screenshotted it and sent it to Carrie.
Yeah.
And so Andy's like, yeah, but Cameron, don't you see that if she's sending that text to you privately, she's not publicly disparaging Carrie? And Brandy's like, yeah, I don't even care. And Carrie's like, well, I've heard it from a lot of other people, so it's not just text, it's like other people. I thought we were friends, Deandra. And Cameron's like, you know what? I'm going to call ATT in 2 seconds. I'm going to call ATT, okay?
I'm calling Ashita. For a moment, I thought I was T-Mobile, but it turns out I've got Ashita.
And then Deandra's like, look at my phone, Andy. Look at my phone. Look at it. And Leanne's like, oh, well, who cares? You got two phones.
I know, because I cloned one of them.
You've got two clones and four backups. I know that much.
Also, by the way, when Andy's like, yeah, but it's not the same because she didn't publicly, like, come for you. I'm like, yeah, but if the base idea is, like, you've talked shit about me, but I still had you over to my house, and the point remains. I mean, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with Deandra. It is pretty amazing that after all that shit that Carrie still invited Leanne and Rich over, that is pretty hilarious. But they seem to really like each other now, so who knows?
Yeah, who knows? So Cameron's like, I'm going to call ATT, and Deandra's like, look at my phone, Andy. And so he's like, oh, God, like, I did not do enough drugs for this, right? So Cameron's pulling it up. She's like, I'll pull it up. It's right here. And Carrie goes, yeah, but, I mean, she could just delete it on her phone, Andy. Why are you even looking at her phone? She's like, Andy, look at my phone. Didn't you look at it, Andy? And he goes, yeah, but she's right. You could have just deleted it. She goes, yeah, well, guess what? I don't delete messages. So boom with that theory. Bye, theory.
It's like, okay. Okay, so Cameron's like, do you think I would make something up like that? That's hilarious.
And then Deandra's like, it's like Tweedledee and Tweedledee over there, which I think is from another reunion, ma'am. I mean,
Probably you can't just
go stealing things from reunions. Tweedledee, wasn't it? It was Tweedledee and Tweedledee has been on another reunion. Stop cribbing lines.
the fact that you think that I'd make it, like, what do you, who do you think I am? Someone who engages in practical magic? Hashtag Nicole.
That is far and away, way far and awayer than anything I thought you would ever say, Ephra.
People think I'm just another Stepford Wives, but only because I look like one on movies.
So, Carrie's like, you're yelling at me. Why are you yelling at me, Dandra? And then Leanne goes, use your words, Dandra. You're edumacated. Cameron's still going, I'm going to call AT&T right now. Right now. And Andy's like, we are not calling AT&T. Okay, that's a whole wormhole.
I like that for two things here. That Andy's saying we're not calling AT&T, not because we're doing a reunion right now, but it's like, their customer service is so bad, and like I'm just going to get mad. And then I also like that she goes, it's true. I'm going to call AT&T. I'm going to fax everything. And you could just tell that, like, Karen Huger, like, woke up somewhere, and she's like, it's my time. It's my time. Someone needs me. Security.
Someone's
security.
In my jam. Security.
Security. My fax machine. Can you please bring it to me? Security.
Cameron's like, okay, then, why don't we do a poll? Who thinks I would make it up? And Brandy goes, well, I don't think that you would, but I definitely think Leanne would. Leanne's like, well, this one's not about me. Okay, sweethearts.
So then Andy's like, now, Leanne, I've seen a lot of ridiculous products on Bravo. I mean, pretty much everything that Gigi's come up with. There's been a toaster oven. I think there was, like, something called Apple Socks. Like, I don't get it. But I have to say, the Infinity Dress is the best idea I've ever seen. And that's not just because I'm totally stoned right now. Oh, hi there, Mr. Candy Cane.
He's like, so Harvey. He's like talking to the Invisible Rabbit. Yeah. So, he's like, is there any interest from QVC? I don't know, Evine? She's anyone like, really? Dallas Thrift Shop? Saber. Anybody?
She's like, well, no, not yet. But that's okay, because I'd like to spend this time focusing on my relationship. I absolutely do not care about finding some sort of business angle for the thing I've been working on. Absolutely don't care. I'm just happy to focus on Rich and Carly and... not angry at all that no one wants my dress. 175 reasons. Not mad at all.
And Dandra's just rolling her eyes. Like, so Andy's like, does Stephanie, do you believe that Leanne got better? And Stephanie's like, well, I saw her focus. And she wasn't reacting. But then towards the end, like, she was triggered, Andy. Like, she was triggered. And Leanne's like,
yeah, because they pushed and pushed. And pushed me.
It's like, now, oh, we get it. Okay, we get it.
Now, to be fair, my car did stall out on Leanne Drive. And the nearest service station was at Leanne Place.
They were actually doing me a favor. You know what? I own it. I'm going to say thank you. Thank y'all for pushing me. Thank you.
So now it's like the Leanne talking shit about Brandy montage, which may be part of what you were talking about. Was Brandy trying to provoke Leanne at the frat party? And Brandy's like, you started it. I'm like, listen.
No, she did.
High pony. Time to get off your high pony. You were drunk, okay? And that's fine. Just admit it. Just say, like, you were drunk and feeling salty. And so you started yelling at
Leanne. They're all using that as this huge thing against each other. Like, they're drunk. You're drunk. You're always drunk. Your boss is drunk right now. How about everybody just fucking calm down with that?
Leanne's excuse for calling Brandy an alcoholic was that she got drunk and said it. Okay? Like, it's just a draw at this point. You're all drunks.
Yeah, you're all drunks. Who cares? And you're both immature. Okay?
Yeah.
And then Andy's like, yeah, but do you think that... Brandy's like, she touched me. And Andy's like, yeah, but don't you think you were antagonizing her a little bit? She's like, no, not at all. She totally started it. And then Stephanie's like, yeah, well, she did kind of like antagonize her, but you should never put your hand on somebody. Like, never. You should never, ever, ever put your finger on somebody. And he's like, yeah. And remember, Leanne, when you were hissing like a cobra? She's like,
yeah, that was pretty good, right? That was good.
And Carrie goes, yeah. She has a grossed out face.
No, because he goes, remember you were hissing like a cobra? And Leanne goes, was I? And then everyone goes, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, girl, girl, girl,
girl, mother.
Girl.
So, yeah, so pretty much everyone's like, Brandy, you were trying to start it. And so Brand, it's like, so did you guys, were you really trying to start the season off in a good place? And Brandy said, I made an effort to start this season in a good way. And it's like, so what set you off, Brandy? What set me off? What set me off? It's like, yes, what did set you off? And she's like, listen, when you told Deandra to, like, be careful of me, and she told me, like, I knew you were drunk, and I didn't say anything. I waited until you were sober, unlike you did, who's a bitch. And I was like, are you drunk right now? That made no sense, what you just said.
Yeah. That made no sense. She's saying I could have called you for out for being a drunk and I didn't.
Because you were drunk right then and there. Because you're a bitch. Yeah.
So stupid. And Leanne's like, who cares? I was wasted. Who cares? I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah. And I like that Brandy was like, I didn't confront you. I was sober, but you were drunk and I could have confronted you. And Cameron's like, how are you sober after like two beer bongs at the Rodel?
Just over 8 hours, Cameron.
And Leanne's like, I never said don't trust her. Anyway, that's not what I said. I didn't say don't trust. And Deandra goes,
yeah, you said be careful. You said be careful.
Why is that a bad thing? Brandy just pretended to be friends with Leanne last year so she could be mean to Stephanie for a 6-episode arc, you know, and treat her like shit for no reason. And that's like the nicest person in the world. Yeah. So why wouldn't Leanne say be careful? She got dumped and betrayed for no reason.
That's what I don't understand with all this, which is that Leanne saying be careful, I think, is like a pretty, like, it's a pretty benign thing overall compared to, you know, saying your husband got his dick sucked, you know? I think that, you know, it's like, yes, they're trying to, like, build their relationship, but also at the same time, like, they were friends last season, and then all of a sudden, Brandy, for various reasons, yelled at Leanne, and like whose side you are on that is like almost immaterial, because if you're just looking from Leanne's perspective, she's saying, yeah, like I'm building back trust with her, but be careful because this is what happened to me when I was friends with her. So, but of course, also what's being lost in this is the fact that Deandra, who's talking about loyalty, just goes and tells Brandy all of this, which is really the shadiest part of it all, if you ask me. And so
yeah,
Brandy,
she tries to make it sound like Leanne is being meaner than she is.
And basically, there's just like in my view, it feels like some things are just not being articulated well, which is that essentially, like, Brandy and Deandra, they go out, they party together, and they act silly. They act like silly, like drunken, you know, sorority girls. And it's like not a good look on Deandra because Deandra is part of this nebulous society we keep hearing about. And that's what Leanne's saying. It's like that basically they just get drunk together and there's not like a real friendship there. It's just that they're drinking buddies, which honestly, I don't think is such a bad thing. But it's all getting twisted up in this like, oh, like Brandy has a drinking problem. Brandy's an alcoholic, which I don't think Leanne was implying, but she could do herself a favor by articulating herself a whole lot better.
Yeah, like it's just it all gets lost, and I was like, well, when they get to the finale, they'll have or the reunion, they'll have seen all of these scenes, and so it'll be obvious what everybody did and how it got twisted. But they still don't, you know. It's like nobody even watched it.
But I think that so also, like, I think that Deandra also really has like real issues about being. She has insecurity issues that stem from her mom, and like being told what to do, because you can see that when like. As they start to pivot into, like, let's talk about alcoholism. And before they dive into it, Cameron's like, Deandra, your boob is coming out. I think I see your nipple. And Deandra's like, she gets, like, a squiggly Charlie Brown face and, like, a shaky voice. She's like, thanks, Cameron. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Cameron. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, so she's mad. Like, the way it's almost as if she's, like, grafting onto that interaction. Basically, probably experiences of like D so many times undermining her with like little poking out little things with Deandra, you know?
Yeah. So D saw it. She's like, that reminded me of the time that I was in high school and my mother said, put your nipple away. And I had to put my nipple away. She's like, still traumatized.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, so where did this word alcoholic come from? I mean, where did that come from? And she's like, well, I Ubered to Cam's event because I was tired, and I used the word alcoholic because I had heard it a million times, okay? I just said it one time. I said it one time. It's no big deal. And he goes, yeah, but do you still think she has a drinking problem? And she goes, no. And he goes, does anyone think Brandy has a drinking problem? And they all say, no.
Yeah.
Even after Brandy told you that she sometimes drinks a bottle of bed to go to sleep at night. Like, yeah. No. So he's like, okay, well, do you see why she would be mad? That's a big accusation. She goes, yes, and I apologized to her, and I told everyone here about how sorry I was. And Brandy's like,
but you said I wasn't sophisticated enough to be an alcoholic.
And then they all jump on her like, how could you say that? Yeah. It doesn't take sophistication to be an alcoholic. I know. We're watching Bravo. Okay.
Yeah, we're literally watching like a network devoted to alcoholics. Sorry, that was an accusation. That was a heavy accusation. But don't worry. The next meeting's down there on Leanne Ridgeway. So Leanne's like, listen, I was being a smartass. I shouldn't have said it.
But why would you say it? I'm very sophisticated.
And Stephanie goes and steals Cameron's line. She goes, I think you just have to be careful with your words. Just have to be careful. A wise woman once said that to me.
Yes. So then she's like, whatever, I'm sorry. Brandy, I apologize very sincerely for ever saying you were an alcoholic. I am so, so sorry. I will never do it again. I promise you, what is it? I was going to say sticks and stones, but whatever. She's like, I'm sorry. And Brandy's like,
thank you.
So then we get to, so Leanne, you said on your blog that you recorded a conversation with Mama D about Deandra and that you could play it to prove your story is correct. So you recorded a conversation? She goes, well, I've got my issues with Mama D and Deandra as well. And they're like, could you answer the question, please?
Did you record it? That is the question. I want the truth. I want the truth.
She goes, well, Deandra, why don't you just jump in a lake and drown?
And then the whole audience of Jerry Springer are like,
oh.
And then she just continues on like, yeah. All right, they can't all be golden. So, yeah. We'll just let that one go.
I'd like that one got away from me a little bit. Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone. Listen, I was being a smartass. What can I say? I'm a shit talker, right? Anyway, how about you throw yourself into a volcano and burn to death? How about that? Does that work for everyone?
It's like, yeah, oh, yeah,
it's better. It's better.
She's like, well, look, I just, she goes, well, I didn't use the word, and I knew that I didn't use the word, and I wanted everyone to know that I was positive I didn't use the word, and that I felt positive, and they knew that I felt positive, because I could have a recording of that somewhere, so I wanted it to be very clear that I had a recording, even though I didn't have a record. And he's like, so you lied about it? And Stephanie goes,
yeah, see, lies. Don't do that. Lies, bad.
Listen, I'm really good at lying, okay? I don't trust people. So when I think you're not going to have my back, I'm going to have my own back. So, like, it's easy for me to say things like, yeah, the sun is shining on a rainy day. Yeah, the earth is flat when I know it's round. Yeah, I deleted that video in the Baltic Sea of Brandy with her tits and didn't send it to anyone at all. It's easy.
Wait a minute. That's why they call you Lion. Lion.
So ridiculous. So Deandra's just cracking up because that story made no sense that Leah just gave.
Yes.
And she's like, do you record conversations, yes or no?
And she's like, well, phone conversations. Yeah, of course, for sure. And Carrie's like, what? That girl. Is not okay. Okay, girl. And Andy says, that's very Omarosa of you.
Leah's like, I don't know what that means, but I'll just like scrunch my cheek to the right a little bit.
And then she's like, yeah, well. I just mean business conversations. And they're like, no, that's not what you're making it sound like. She's like, well, you know what I said about Lion. All right, just wrap it up, Andy. Just wrap it. Wrap it. He's like, okay, next week, Mama D brings out a purse to hit Leanne in the head with. And everyone's like, woo.
You think I give a rat's claw on a chicken's feather underneath a poodle's eyebrow about what you think about my knee bone?
You think I give a snail trail of glitter crap about what you just said right now? You know that one, Andy?
So good. What a great show. If you're not watching it, you're really missing out. We can't say how much we love it enough. But you guys, thank you for listening. We got our Vanderpump Rules recap coming up on our next episode. So stay tuned for that because we are going to tear it apart. Tear it to shreds. Nice jacks. We don't believe it. We don't believe in new jacks. Not at all.
No. We're going to tear it up in Nashville.
Yeah.
We're going to see you guys there, and we're going to have the time of our lives.
Yeah.
Mother.
So we will talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I know what success takes. No matter where you find yourself, you can always find something to learn. Know that small parts can lead to big things. Luck favors the focused and the hard grafters and the rubber ball resilient. And if I can make it, there's hope for us all. If you keep doing things right, the stars will align when you least expect it. You can read or listen to what my remarkable career has taught me in Blowing the Bloody Doors Off, out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hello, I'm Gary Lineker, and I want to tell you about a new podcast that you might just be interested in. It's called Lineker and Baker Behind Closed Doors. I'll be talking all things football with Danny Baker, and we'll be having lots of fun in the process. We're excited to be part of Bose Recommends, and I hope you enjoy it. You can listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favourite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favourite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.